Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms, through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. And welcome to Nature Mystic with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy encore presentations of topics covered by Circle Sanctuary Senior Minister Selena Fox from her previous podcasts, Circlecraft Studies and Nature Folk. In tonight's encore presentation from 2015, Selena discussed ways of celebrating Beltane and the flowering of springtime with ancient and contemporary personal, household, and community customs, ceremonies, and celebrations.
Welcome to Nature Magic. This is Selena Fox, and tonight we explore the magic of Beltane. Beltane, which occurs at the beginning of May, is an ancient holiday. Some know it as May Day, May Eve, Walpurgis Night. Some will celebrate on April 30th, May 1st, May 2nd, and some closer to the exact midpoint between spring equinox and summer solstice, which, depending on the year, is on or near May 5th. I invite you to join me tonight in exploring ways to make magic at Beltane. Magic for personal healing, creative development, and well-being. Magic with loved ones, with community. Magic for the planet. We're going to explore customs, rituals, and other ways of connecting with the powers of Beltane. Chanting is a wonderful way to make magic at Beltane time. A chant that I created many years ago and that we use at Circle Sanctuary Beltane festivals is what I call the Bringing in the May chant. You can bring in the May with our right today, with our joy today, with our fest today, with our flowers today. You can do a variant according to what your inclination is. So we're going to bring in the May with our show today, and you can speak the chant or you can sing it. Bringing in the May with our show today. Bringing in the May with our show today. Bringing in the May with our show today. In singing this, it can enliven you with the spirit of Beltane. If you're doing a procession with a lot of people, circle the grounds where you're doing your celebration, your ritual, your feasting. Chant together. And the magic of this is not only to welcome the May in, but to connect you with the season, with each other, with the land. Another chant that I have used in connection with personal, small group, and large group rituals at Beltane time is a variant of a chant that I have used throughout the year. I have changed some of the words, and this is the Beltane Circle chant. In a group setting, you can have everyone join in a circle, joining hands or sitting together in a circle. If you're going to be doing a maypole dance with ribbons, you can do the chant before you start the ribbon weaving dance, you can envision a circle around you as you do this chant. And if you want to demark your space, something that you can do as this chant is sung is walk clockwise in a circle, each person holding one or more fresh flowers, and as the chant peaks, placing the flowers on the ground to form a sacred circle of flowers for Beltane. Circle of life, circle of sound, circle of Beltane, circle around, circle of life, circle of sound, circle of Beltane, circle around, circle of life, circle of sound, circle of Beltane, circle around, circle of life, circle of sound, circle of Beltane, circle around. And once the circle has been cast, then there are chants that you may want to do to connect you not only with the spirit of the season, but chants that you may want to do that actually connects you with the various dimensions of the flowering of the land. And there's many ways to conceptualize flowers, to work with flowers, and in a little bit we will have an exploration of some flower magic to do at Beltane time. What I'd like to share now is a chant that I wrote for a full moon Beltane circle several years ago, back in 2011. And the flowering of the moon line in this chant can be left as flowering of the moon or flowering of full moon, or you can call it flowering of moon and sun. This chant can be done facing each of the sacred directions, and in doing so, envisioning the flowering connected with that elemental force. We'll be working with the Circle Craft system, which has earth, the physical realm in the north, air, the mental realm in the east, fire, the energetic realm in the south, water, the emotional and relational realm in the west, and spirit, the spiritual realm in the center. Flowering of the ground. Sacred Earth, we call to you, bless and renew our bodies. Flowering of the vines, sacred air, we call to you, bless and renew our minds. Flowering of the branches, sacred fire, we call to you, bless and renew our vitality. Flowering of the marsh, sacred water, we call to you, bless and renew our emotions. Flowering of the moon, sacred spirit, we call to you, bless and renew our souls. So mote it be. In connecting with the elements of nature, a Beltane magical approach is to strengthen that connection. And that can be done not only with invocations, but it can be done with imagery. In the north, you may put a plant, possibly some flowers that are ready to be planted out, or to put them in a large container, a cauldron perhaps, to have earth flowering in the north. And in the east, there can be garlands of flowers and incense. In the south, branches gathered from the woods, greenwood branches of green, of flowers. We have serviceberry in bloom up here in Wisconsin. Other people have apple trees and blossoms. So looking at blossoming branches and having them in the south. And in the west, lotus blossoms, marsh marigolds, cut flowers set in water for water. And in the center, there can be a variety of different flower images, as well as depictions of the divine as you choose to connect with a goddess, a god, a symbol that may be multifaceted, a maypole crowned with flowers, many kinds of Beltane symbols with greens and flowers. And as you face each of the directions and you connect with each of the elements, using words and using images to strengthen your connections with those sacred forms. Flowers have been connected, Beltane, since ancient times. And this time of year was sacred not only to Celtic peoples who originated some of our Beltane traditions, especially that of working with sacred fire at this time, but the ancient Romans also celebrated this time of year. This was a time sacred to Flora, the goddess of flowers. There are different ways that you can make magic with flowers. And magic of personal renewal, magic of insight, inner guidance, magic of friendship. And I'd like to share some of those ways with you tonight. I have additional material, including some details of the Beltane flower customs and rituals at the Circle Sanctuary website, www.circlesanctuary.org. And you can check out the Beltane lore and rituals. It's also linked in under teaching, celebrating the seasons. Check out the Beltane materials. So the blossoms walk. Take a walk at Beltane time. Look for blossoms around you. As you move through the park or your home environment or a forest or an arboretum, and you come upon blossoms, whether they be in the ground or in a marsh, on a vine, or in trees, pause. Appreciate the coloring, the shape, the fragrance, the beauty. Take in the essence of the blossoms. Do this as meditative blossoms walk. It can be relaxing. It can dispel stress. It can be energizing. It can be inspiring. Another way of connecting with Beltane flower magic is to do a flower meditation. Now, this can be with a freshly cut flower or a living flower of a potted plant, or it could be flowers growing in the garden. Find a particular blossom to work with as your focus. Take some time out, get comfortable, sit or stand, let your senses of sight, touch, and smell guide you in experiencing the flower. Become one with it, and as you do, connect with that blossoming power within yourself. Experience your own self in bloom. Commune with the flower. Let it be healing, renewing, inspiring. Give thanks to the flower that you've worked with. And then spend some time reflecting on your experience. And you may want to journal about it. Or if you're in a group and each person has been doing a flower meditation with their own selected flower focus, you may want to each share about your experiences with each other to help remind you of the experience as well as to deepen your connection with what has transpired. Planting flowers at Beltane, flowers already in bloom, putting them in your garden or in containers in your home. Plant them in a place with the right kind of light and moisture and using the right kind of soil that they'll thrive. This not only is a kind of agricultural magic, but it's an opportunity to experience the flowers on more than one occasion as you tend them, attune to them, meditate with them, learn about them. It awakens a primal connection of humankind connecting with soil, with plants. And that itself can be a really powerful act of Beltane magic. At Beltane is a time to deepen your connections with one or more forms of divinity, with sacred forces that are part of your own spiritual path or tradition. Placing fresh or dried flowers at shrines dedicated to forms of the divine that you work with is a really wonderful thing to do. If you have a home altar, you may wish to put fresh or dried flowers there. It is a way of strengthening your alignment with the divine, and it's also a way of doing a time-honored tradition associated with Beltane. Some people at Beltane time will go into cemeteries and decorate the graves with fresh cut flowers. And this is a way of honoring the dead, honoring ancestors. In the Wheel of the Year, the pagans of many traditions celebrate, Beltane is 6 months from Samhain in late October in the Northern Hemisphere. At Beltane in the Northern Hemisphere, the Southern Hemisphere is actually celebrating Samhain. And one of the powerful magics of this time of year is that Beltane's shadow is Samhain, and for those celebrating Samhain, the shadow is Beltane. And there are dynamics connected with each of these major Celtic fire festivals that can come to play. So yes, we celebrate the beautiful colors of flowers of life at Beltane, but we also recognize that in the midst of life, that it's important to pay attention, to honor those who have gone before, the beloved dead, the ancestors. It's also a time for honoring the she, the fae, the fairy folk. In some traditions, there is a strong correlation between the fairy folk and the spirits of the dead. Both are connected with underworld dimensions. Some will present fresh flowers and other types of offerings, milk, honey, sweets, coins, water, to a place dedicated to the fae. Another flower custom that is a way of making magic in relationships is to do a flower exchange. This can be within a couple or within a household, within a small group or a large community. It can be done part of a group Beltane ritual. Essentially, each person brings a fresh flower, and with chanting, with some instrumental music, or some prefer just natural sounds, there is a moving about of those who are gathered, and as two people connect, they exchange not only the flowers that they're carrying, but also words of blessing. And this can be done repeatedly when there's a large group of people taking part. Beltane magic also can take the form of working with flower garlands to adorn pillars and posts and walls, thresholds, other parts of your home, other places, with strands of blossoms. These can be fresh blossoms woven together, or what lasts much longer are crafted flower gardens made of silk or other kind of cloth or material. And the advantage of having crafted flowers is that those flower garlands last quite a bit of time and can be reused from year to year. In doing the garland pillars, you are not only adorning a space and bringing the energy of Beltane to that space, but you are keeping alive an ancient pagan tradition. Create a flower's crown or acquire one. It can be made, here again, of fresh flowers or dried blossoms. You can get some of these flower crowns at Renaissance fairs and craft stores. It can be made of some symbolic blooms made out of cloth or paper or other material. You can craft your own or acquire one. And during the Beltane time, wear your flower crown. Have it with you. When you're not wearing it on your head, you may want to hang it on your front door as a kind of wreath, or you may put it on a personal altar. Crowning yourself with flowers is another way of connecting with the season and keeping alive an old ceremonial practice. The head, which many see as the seat of consciousness, being crowned with flowers is a way of not only celebrating and being joyful, but to bring that creativity present into your own consciousness in that symbolic way. You may want to craft a flowers wreath or acquire one. And a wreath is generally much bigger than a crown that you'd wear on your head, though some can be interchangeable. Place a flower wreath on your front door, or use it as a centerpiece on your dining table, or put it on a shrine by a divinity image. Different ways you can display it. The wreath and the crown both are in the form of a circle, celebrating the circle of life, and the flowers, new life, blossoming of creativity, blossoming of power and vitality. An old Beltane flower custom is that of May baskets. You can use pre-crafted baskets of wicker or of some other material, or you can craft your own out of paper or out of cardboard that you decorate or some other material. Have a basket and fill the basket with growing flowers or cut flowers, dried flowers, symbolic flowers. You can use this as a symbol of the season in your home. But the May basket tradition actually has a gifting aspect to it. So if you make several May baskets, consider giving some of these away. An old custom that I learned in mid-20th century as I was growing up is to craft your May basket to go to the home of a relative or friend and place it on the front door, ring the doorbell or knock, but then zip away, disappear, and you will have the pleasure of knowing that whoever is living there will see this May basket. We have done May baskets in a variety of different ways at the Circle Sanctuary Beltane Festival. It can be a fun custom, and it's the magic of friendship. It's the magic of caring. We talked about a variety of ways of working with flowers, and you may want to mark the perimeter of a ceremonial Beltane circle or altarpiece with a circle of flowers. It can be put flowers laid in a circular pattern, or it can be a wreath or a very large circlet. It can be done by people taking part in a ceremony, or it can be done in advance to decorate this. Another way of making magic at Beltane with flowers is to connect with the flower goddess, the great mother, through meditation, attuning to her. You can do this in a variety of ways. One way is to imagine yourself journeying to a sacred place in springtime and coming upon the goddess of flowers as the May Queen. Let her take a form that fits the seasonal happenings where you are doing this meditation and that's appropriate to you and to the others that may be doing this meditation together, if in a group. After envisioning you are connected with the goddess of flowers, imagine her presenting to you a basket of flowers of many types, of many shapes, of many colors. Select one as a gift from her. And as you connect with it, pay attention to what message it has for you. Then give thanks to this May Queen, to Flora, to this flower goddess. And when you are ready, return to waking consciousness. Reflect on your experiences. Note them down in a log or a journal. These are just some ideas for ways of making magic at Beltane time. Certainly gifting a loved one with flowers is something that's great year-round, but especially at this time of year. Some other ways of connecting with Beltane and its magic involves attuning to the land. Walking on land, sitting on land, working on land, especially in fields and gardens, if you do horticulture, agriculture of some kind. There are different traditions for awakening the fertility of the land. Morris dancing is one of those traditions. Dancing the maypole is another. Dancing, prancing, having a good time, celebrating out on the land. And yes, some couples will make love on the land as a way of blessing the land with well wishes and fertility. Beltane is a fertility festival. There are different ways of connecting with that fertility depending on your own life path and choices. There's fertility that takes the form of having new human life, conceiving, blessing babies, blessing pregnancies, blessing children. Human life, reproduction. There's fertility of a different kind for humans, creative works, creative endeavors, empowering projects, getting inspiration. This can be take the form of a fine art such as painting, a performing art such as theater, a handicraft. It can take the form of other ways of working with the hands, working with the mind, creating written works. There's fertility of the gardens and fields. And there's fertility in doing workings for planet Earth as a whole, for abundant food for those, not only humans, but others that share the planet with us, plenty of food for creatures and for different ecosystems, Fertility can take many forms. A chant that came into being a number of years ago, and one that we use at some of our Beltane ceremonies, is the Beltane Earth and Sky chant. And it goes like this: Earth and sky, earth and sky, God and Goddess unify. Earth and sky, earth and sky, God and Goddess unify. Earth and sky, earth and sky, God and Goddess unify. Something that one can do as one dances the maypole. It can be done in a group after there's been an invocation of the divine as goddess, as God, as a way of honoring their unity. It can be done in connection with traditions of the May court, the May king, the May queen, and at Circle Sanctuary we also have the May couple, which can be same-sex or heterosexual couple, as a way of honoring different pairings for love and connection. Beltane is a powerful time to do protection magic. Indeed, part of what we know about ancient Beltane celebrations is the kindling of bonfires, often with sacred woods. Oak and ash and thorn are woods that are sacred, and there's even a song that some sing, a traditional folk song, at this time of year. There are many sacred woods, and some will kindle bonfires today with these sacred woods. And there may be several bonfires kindled. One of the traditions was to kindle two bonfires and to have cattle and humans and other livestock that one might have besides the cattle to move through the pathway between the fires, and to have herbs and woods in the fire to fumigate, to purify. But it's also seen as a way of energizing vitality and bringing about protection. Some say the name Beltane comes from bright fire. So doing work with sacred fire for protection can be great. House blessings at this time of year, also wonderful to do. You may want to do some personal protection work, ward off ill will, ill fortune, to bring safety as you go through day-to-day life, bless your house, do a blessing on your neighborhood, have a neighborhood party, or get some neighbors together and let the joy of the time create a positive and deeper connection. Some will bless the whole area in personal meditation or in group connection. I think protection can also be extended to the planet. Purification and protection to dispel negativity, to work for well-being, to bring about a healthier and safer planet. Healing work is powerful at Beltane time. Some will jump a Beltane fire for not only good luck, but for healing and well-being. We have a tradition in which we burn dried mugwort stalks, have people jump over these low fires or walk over, depending on their athletic ability, and be able to move over a fire. And mugwort is an herb that's connected with magic making, with purification, with protection, with inner sight. Beltane is a powerful time for acknowledging and deepening, transforming, and in some cases, beginning relationships. If you are in an existing relationship with a partner, this can be a time to have fun together, to deepen your bonds of love and support with each other. But it doesn't need to just focus on a romantic or lover relationship. Beltane can be great for households and families to do fun things together, to renew and strengthen bonds through feasting, merrymaking, music, and dance. It can be a time for strengthening community connections. When we have our Maypole dance, a number of people are dancing the Maypole, but the rest of the community is making rhythms, and it's a joyful time to be with a lot of people with joy. Not only deepens connections, but it's great for the spirit. Beltane has been a time for connecting with a lover, for exploring new relationships. And relationships in whatever form that they take can go through some positive transformations at Beltane time. Beltane is also a powerful time for developing inner sight, psychic perception, inner vision work. One way of doing this is to, at twilight time, both at the end of the day as well as that twilight that happens just before dawn, to go out in nature, do meditation, and attune to the greening of the land. Some find that working with eyes open, looking at the world around in this twilight lighting can help develop skills in seeing subtle energies. Some will scry into the greening of the land in vegetation, shrubs and herbs and trees that have leafed out, and to capture a glimpse of the green ones, the green man, the green lady, the green ones, the fairy folk, the she, may take the form of shimmering light. It may take the form of an inner vision that happens as you do this visioning work. Some do divination as part of their Beltane magic. This is a very powerful time. The land is awakening, new life, new possibilities. The visioning could be scrying into the Beltane fire. It could be taking part in another custom, which is on May Day morning, to take dew at dawn and wipe the dew across one's face, anointing the third eye in the center of the forehead, doing a meditation, seeing what visions may come your way. Beltane is also a powerful time to deepen your understandings of the sacred. Ancestors, beloved dead, the goddess in her many forms, while she typically is celebrated as a mother, sometimes at this time of year, she is the crone or she is the maiden. And connections with the god in his various forms, typically as Jack in the Green and Green Man. But here again, they be the youth or the sage as well as Father Nature. It's also a time for connecting with the interconnecting force that permeates all of life, of all of nature. It's a time for connecting with the biosphere that is our home, of sending well wishes to planet Earth. Beltane is a time for divination through dreams, divination through visioning, all night quest, greeting the Beltane dawn. Many ways to gather insight. In addition to these ways, the joy, the revelry, the pleasure, dressing in bright colors, adorning your household with fresh flowers, symbols of the season, having a joyous celebration with people and community, celebrating life on the planet as a whole. It is a time of connecting with joy, of new life, protection, healing, well-being, deepening existing relationships, creating new relationships, strengthening connections with the elements, with divinities, with land, with planet, with the Great Spirit that connects us all together. Beltane has a special connection with the sun, and I'd like to share a sun calling chant as well as a sun thanksgiving chant. Sacred Sun, we call you forth to shine your light and bring us warmth. Sacred Sun, we call you forth to shine your light and bring us warmth. Or you can adapt it. Beltane Sun, we call you forth to shine your light and bring us warmth. And as night comes on May Eve, on May Day, and this year, there's a full moon at Beltane time. So here's a way of giving thanks. Beltane sun shining forth, thank you for your light and warmth. Beltane sun shining forth, thank you for your light and warmth. Beltane sun shining forth, thank you for your light and warmth. There are many ways of celebrating Beltane and making magic. If you happen to be in a community where there's a May King and a May Queen and a May couple, whether it be the two of them together or in our case, our Beltane couple or May couple is a couple that's already connected, you may want to not only do the crowning, but to do this chant, which I call my May Court chant. May King, May Queen, May Couple, joy you bring. May King, May Queen, May Couple, joy you bring. May King, May Queen, May Couple, joy you bring. And to honor the Fae. Spirits of land, spirits of fay, join our circle to bring in the May. Spirits of land, spirits of fay, join our circle to bring in the May. Making magic with sound, making magic with symbols, making magic with traditions, making magic with rhythms, with words, making magic with imaginal intention, making magic in old ways, making magic in new ways, making magic for yourself, making magic with your partner, with your family, with your neighbors, with your community, making magic for the planet, making magic at Beltane. Many ways, many forms. I wish you a magical, blessed Beltane. So as you think over the chants and ideas, traditions and customs that I've shared tonight, I invite you to select one, to use it as is, or to adapt it as you go about your own Beltane celebrations. Share Beltane magic with others. It can take the form of a greeting. It can take the form of being part of an event, hosting an event. It can take the form of being part of Beltane celebrations in cyberspace, not only with this podcast, but there are other podcasts that I've done in the past and that others are doing. In fact, in a few moments, you'll have the opportunity to stay tuned for a special Beltane show with Circle Talk. We have Alexander James Adams, a bard extraordinaire, who will be with us tonight. And as we prepare to conclude this part of Circle Sanctuary's Tuesday night back-to-back podcast, I want to wish all of you in the Northern Hemisphere that are celebrating Beltane a blessed Beltane. For those of you in the Southern Hemisphere that are listening live to learn what you'll be doing 6 months from now, I wish you a blessed Samhain. And to all of you, a blessed full moon, for that's happening this weekend as well. If you are interested in having Beltane experiences and you are within a commute of Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve, there is still time to register for our Beltane Festival, May 1st through 3rd. And registration concludes on Wednesday, April 29th, possibly the 30th if you can't make it on the 29th, but we are trying to get all our registration closed out tomorrow so that we buy abundant amounts of food to feed everyone. You can go to www.circlesanctuary.org and you'll get some more information there about that. You also can get from the Circle Sanctuary website my Beltane lore and rituals, which has been updated and expanded. Chants, the words to the chants that I've shared tonight, are at that site, as well as links to podcasts that I've done in the past, including some Beltane rituals and meditations. I also have information about additional things that you may want to do as part of your Beltane celebrations. Another way to connect with some Beltane magic is to link up with me on social media. I'm sharing photographs and links and a variety of different things in posts on Instagram, Selena Fox, on Twitter, Selena_Fox, on Facebook, Selena Fox Updates. And Circle Sanctuary also has a presence on Facebook, and you can connect with us there, Circle Sanctuary Community. Have a wonderful, wonderful Beltane time for all celebrating.
the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.